Here's your 1320 WYLS Morning Wake Up Sports Update. The Tigers lost to the Twins last night 3-2 in Minnesota. Anibal Sanchez took the loss, but manager Brad Ausmus says the offense didn't do enough.
Overall, he did an excellent job. He gave up 3 runs over 7 innings, so certainly put us in position when we just couldn't do anything against Pelphrey.
The rubber game of the series is this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Your pitching matchup, Shane Green against Phil Hughes. Former Tiger star Kirk Gibson confirming that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The 57-year-old has not been seen on Fox Sports Detroit television broadcast since opening day. Back on the diamond, an unusual scene for today's Orioles-White Sox game in Baltimore. No fans will be in attendance for the game, which is closed to the public due to safety concerns in the midst of all the rioting and protests. The Lugnuts beat Lake County last night 3-1 and will play the second game of their 3-game series tonight in East Lake, Ohio. The MSU baseball team beat Notre Dame last night 9-6 in 12 innings. The Spartans back home this afternoon against Eastern Michigan at McLean Stadium at 3. And the Red Wings face off against the Lightning in Tampa Bay tonight in the deciding Game 7 of their first-round Stanley Cup playoff series at 7 o'clock, with the winner playing Montreal in the second round. The Wings, however, will be without top defenseman Nicholas Cronwall, who was suspended a game for his hit on a Lightning player in Game 6. That's your 1320 WYLS Morning Wake Up Sports Update. I'm Rich Hurl.